And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the anthropologist Louis Leakey, born in Kabete, Kenya, 1903. Parents were Anglican missionaries. At a time when most anthropologists believed that human beings had originated in Asia, Leakey and his wife Mary found an early fossil ape skull about 40 million years old, believed to be the skull of the ancestor of all the large primates. And then, in 1959, another hominid skull, almost 2 million years old, the oldest skull of a close human relative ever found at that point, and helped persuade other anthropologists that Africa was indeed the place where human beings had evolved from. It was on this day, 1934, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that the novel Ulysses by James Joyce was not obscene. It had been banned in this country in 1920. The battle for Guadalcanal began on this day, 1942, Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. Japanese troops had started building an airstrip there the month before, and the Allies staged their first major offensive in the Pacific. 6,000 U.S. Marines landed and seized the airfield. It was a battle that went on from August up until February 1943, when the Japanese finally evacuated Guadalcanal. And it was on this day, 1947, that the raft, the Contiki, landed in Polynesia, having sailed from Peru. A Norwegian adventurer and zoologist, Thor Heyerdahl, put the raft together, a 40-foot raft, balsa logs, in order to prove that it was possible that Polynesia had been settled by people from Peru and not from Asia, as most anthropologists believed at the time. He wrote a best-selling book about it. The Contiki Expedition came out in 1948. Scientists, however, were unconvinced. And then in 2011, a Norwegian scientist presented evidence that shows a small amount of South American DNA in the genetic makeup of Easter Islanders. The scientist said Heyerdahl was wrong, but not completely. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, A Caterpillar on the Desk. Lifting my coffee cup, I notice a caterpillar crawling over my sheet of 10-cent airmail stamps. The head is black as a Chinese box. 9 soft accordions follow it around with a waving motion like a flabby mountain. Skinny brushes used to clean pop bottles rise from some of its shoulders. As I pick up the sheet of stamps, the caterpillar advances around and around the edge, and I see his feet, 3 pairs under the head, 4 sponge-like pairs under the middle body, and 2 final pairs at the tip, pink as a puppy's hind legs. As he walks, he rears 6 pairs of legs off the stamp, waving around the air. 1 of the sponge pairs and the last 2 tail pairs, the reserve feet, hold on anxiously. It is the 1st of September. The leaf shadows are less ferocious on the notebook cover. A man accepts his failures more easily, or perhaps summer's insanity is gone. A man notices ordinary earth, scorned in July with affection, as he settles down to his daily work to use stamps. A Caterpillar on the Desk by Robert Bly, from his collection The Morning Glory, published by Harper & Row and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.